back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am your host, Luke Mathers. Brian is out this week on vacation, much needed, much earned. And so I got in, joining me on the Zoom call for today's show, talking Wisconsin's economy, the Build Back Better plan, and what local small businesses are doing to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. Sean Fettenplace of Main Street Alliance, Wisconsin's chapter of Main Street Alliance, here joining me on the show. Again, thanks for joining me, Sean. And as we wrapped up the Build Back Better, the infrastructure conversation, I think the other big economy news here in Wisconsin at the end of last week was we had some unreported numbers, apparently, at the Bureau of Labor Statistics for the months of September and October, and unemployment was actually even lower than what it was originally reported for those 2 months, hitting 3.2% in the month of October, the lowest the state has seen since before March 2020, when the COVID-19 pandemic hit. And so I think there's a number of things to unpack from this. We've got a pretty low unemployment rate, but, you know, critics are saying a lot of the reason is because maybe people are sitting on the sidelines and they're not necessarily being counted in those statistics because, well, for a while it was the expanded unemployment benefits they claimed was the reason, but those ended now. And so now they're just saying they're sitting out. I don't know for what reason. I know that that's what they're claiming, but I don't really understand the logic, I guess, behind it, Sean. What can you tell us about the unemployment and the return of the economy here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so just to speak to your point, organizations like the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Association, which has a lovely headquarters right near the Capitol here in Madison, they, you know, like you said, they claimed enhanced UI was keeping people on the sidelines. Then the child tax credit, they had the temerity to say that was contributing to it.
I did see that. Now that you mentioned that, that was the next version of their reasoning for it.
Yeah. Oh, and then the vaccine mandate. Now that's going to cause people to not go back to work. It's just all a bunch of nonsense. If you look at the data, you look at the statistics, you actually look at surveys of folks. You know, there have been a lot of legitimate reasons why people have not gone back to work. There's people who got COVID and died. There's people who have long COVID. There are people who are taking care of a loved one who has health issues related to COVID. And I think that often gets glossed over, honestly, by a lot of folks who are trying to make arguments against social spending. So, you know, there's that aspect, but 3.2% unemployment, you know, I would have expected organizations like WMC to celebrate that and to thank the governor for his leadership on helping to have us have one of the strongest economies in the country. But they did not do that. And honestly, a lot of the policies that they have supported over the last decade, whether that's cutting and slashing education funding, whether that's cutting transportation funding, whether that is, you know, making it harder for young people to move to our state by not having enough affordable housing in places like Madison and Milwaukee and throughout the state. You know, these have all led us to being a state that has more people dying than moving here. There's a very recent study that for the first time we're losing more people to death than moving in every single month. And that is a trend that's only going to continue unless we pass policies at the state and federal level that make Wisconsin a more desirable place to move. Because while 3.2% unemployment might sound great, it's partially just a product of the fact that we don't have enough people moving to our state. I would say on the small business front, we live in a really exciting time. There's tremendous difficulty right now because there's been huge disruptions to many of the employers that we work with. At the same time, there also is a huge amount of small business formation happening right now. It's one of the highest rates in U.S. history that new small businesses are being formed. That's a good thing. We should encourage that. But we need to have a policy agenda that helps make it easier for them to be able to grow and expand and hire staff and do the things that small businesses need to do. One of the best ways to do that is to pass the Build Back Better budget. So for us, you know, there's been a lot of challenges within the labor markets, a lot of opportunities. But as a whole, we just need to have a better set of policies to make it easier for small businesses to be able to hire and for them to start.
Yeah, and I think the important thing to note is that there were labor shortages and labor concerns in Wisconsin and around the country before we had the COVID-19 pandemic and saw the unprecedented shakeup of not just the employment and job sector, but just society as we know it. There are things that I believe we're never going to see the same again, and we're seeing more businesses though, because individuals they realize that maybe their employer and where they were working before the pandemic, they try to continue to run them through the same old without actually addressing the concerns that arose throughout the pandemic. And you, like you said, more and more people are going and saying, fine, I'll do this. I'll go start my own business then. I'm going to do whatever I want to do better than what was before. And so I think you're right. It's important that we're seeing, and it's fantastic that we're seeing this entrepreneurship rise out of the pandemic, but it's important to make sure as well that our government and policies are being made to be able to support that type of workforce creation as well, not just try to get people to go back to the way things were before the pandemic hit.
Yeah, I mean, that's, we talk about build back better, not build back the same, right? And I think that one story that I think is really instructive of what you just said, where there were these challenges prior to the pandemic, is that the Klondike Cheese in Greene County, they actually were part of the press conference with Speaker Voss talking about enhanced unemployment insurance contributing to workforce shortages. But if you Google Klondike Cheese and labor shortages, you'll find the same story being told in 2018 as well.
And I believe literally, in 2013 as well. I believe the same cheese manufacturer down there in Greene County was having problems far before 18 even. So
it's, and again, I just, these are real issues.
Yes.
Like, especially restaurants and bars. You know, there are folks that have left the industry. I mean, honestly, part of it is that people were laid off. They had to find another employment, and now they stayed in that employment. And then you don't have new people moving to the state to sort of backfill those jobs. So there's a really real concern. So again, making our state a more desirable place to move to live, and then passing policies that make it also easier for folks like that to have insurance, to be able to take paid leave, to be able to have what they need to survive. It's going to make it easier for them to go back into those jobs, as opposed to, you know, just expecting them to work because there's some idea that it's patriotic to do so. I've heard that from some folks on the right. And it's like, people need to have jobs that are sustaining for themselves and their families. The sooner that we can get there in terms of policy, the better off we'll all be. So I'm frankly sick of false rhetoric from folks who are trying to blame workers for our economy's challenges. What we need to do is to figure out how we can lift them all up.
Yeah, we've got some power in the hands now of workers, and I'm really excited to hear about some of these policies that are really just in giving some priority to the problems that we have been probably facing for way longer than we should be, but we're finally able to address them now. So thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, Sean. Again, Sean Fadenplace of Main Street Alliance, running the Wisconsin chapter here in Madison. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got the Devil's Advocates coming up next, as well as the Earl Ingram Show after the Devils. So stay tuned right here to Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Thanks so much, Sean. Yeah. Lover, won't you